Good afternoon. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where we take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean once you strip away the press release language. Here's what we're leading with today. A United States appeals court has just handed Delta Airlines and Aeromexico a significant win. The court overturned a Department of Transportation order that would have forced the two carriers to unwind the joint venture they've been operating together across the border for years. That's the headline. But the headline doesn't tell the whole story. And the story is more interesting than a courtroom docket makes it sound, so stay with me. Before we get into it, a quick word about who's keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk about what a joint venture actually is, because if you don't fly for one of these carriers, the phrase probably lands as corporate noise. It shouldn't. It touches how you book, how you fly, and where the industry is heading. When two airlines from two different countries form a joint venture, they're doing something deeper than a code share. A code share just means you buy a ticket on one airline and part of your trip is flown by another, with both names on the flight. A joint venture goes further. The two carriers effectively pool their operations on certain routes. They coordinate schedules. They coordinate pricing. In many cases, they share the revenue, and to a degree, the risk on the routes covered by the agreement. They start to behave almost like one airline wearing two coats of paint for Delta and Aeromexico. That meant the flying between the United States and Mexico, one of the busiest international markets touching this country, Cancun, Mexico City, Guadalajara, the leisure routes down to the beaches, and the business routes down to the capital. The two carriers have been operating that market together as partners. Now, here's why any of this ended up in front of a judge. To run a joint venture like this, where two competitors are allowed to coordinate on schedules and fares, you need something from the government called antitrust immunity. Normally, if two competing companies got in a room and agreed on prices and schedules, that would be a serious problem under United States competition law. Antitrust immunity is the government saying, in this specific case, for these specific routes, we'll allow that coordination because we've decided the public benefits outweigh the harm. The Department of Transportation, the DOT, is the agency that grants that immunity. And what the DOT grants, the DOT can take away. That's exactly what happened. Back in 2021, the Department of Transportation moved to end the antitrust immunity for the Delta and Aeromexico joint venture. The government's reasoning was tied up in a dispute with Mexico over access to Mexico City's main airport and over the way slots and cargo operations were being handled south of the border. The concern in Washington was that the Mexican side of the arrangement wasn't holding up its end on fair competition and airport access. And the DOT decided the joint venture immunity should not continue under those conditions. So the order came down, Delta and Aeromexico were told, in effect, that the deep coordination they'd built their transborder network around had to come apart. The airlines did what companies do when they think the government got it wrong. They took it to court. Specifically, they challenged the order in a United States Court of Appeals. And that brings us to the news. The appeals court has now sided with the airlines. It overturned the Department of Transportation's order. The joint venture, at least for now, gets to continue. This affects you if you fly between the United States and Mexico, and it affects you in ways that aren't obvious. Let me walk through them. First, the schedule. When two partner airlines coordinate, they can space out their flights so you have more departure times that actually work for you, instead of two competitors both piling onto the same 9 in the morning bank and leaving the rest of the day thin coordinated scheduling. When it works the way it's supposed to, means more useful options across the Second, the connections. A joint venture lets the two networks feed each other. You land in Mexico City on one carrier and connect onward on the partner without the whole trip falling apart if something runs late. Baggage, rebooking, the whole chain gets smoother when the two airlines are operating as one commercial unit rather than two strangers who happen to share a terminal. Third, and this is where it gets genuinely debated, the price. Supporters of these joint ventures argue that the efficiency lets the airlines offer more competitive fares across a broader set of routes. Critics argue the opposite, that when you let two of the biggest players on a route coordinate their pricing, you reduce the competition that normally keeps fares honest. That tension is the entire reason antitrust immunity is a government decision in the first place. It is a judgment call about where the benefit to travelers ends and the harm begins. And I want to be careful here, because I'm going to flag this next part as interpretation rather than fact. Reasonable people in this industry disagree about whether these transborder joint ventures are, on balance, good for the flying public. What is not in dispute is that a lot of Delta and Aeroméxico's network strategy was built around this arrangement. Ending it would have forced a real restructuring of how they fly between the two countries. That's why the airlines fought this the whole way through the courts. Let me pause on the legal side, because there's a lesson in it that goes beyond these two airlines. What the appeals court did was review whether the Department of Transportation followed the rules when it issued its order. Courts in these cases generally aren't second-guessing whether a joint venture is a good idea. That's not their job. Their job is to check whether the agency acted within its authority and whether it justified its decision properly under the law. When an appeals court overturns an agency order, it's usually saying the agency either overstepped or didn't adequately support what it did. Why does that matter to you as a pilot or an aviation enthusiast? Because it's a reminder of how much of this industry runs on agency authority and the limits of that authority. The DOT, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, these agencies have enormous power over how aviation operates. But that power isn't unlimited. It has to be exercised within the boundaries the law sets, and the courts are the backstop that checks it. We see this on the safety side too. When regulatory actions get challenged, the same principle is at work. An agency can act, but it has to act inside the lines. Now, is this the final word? I want to be straight with you. Not necessarily. When an appeals court overturns an agency order, the matter can go back to the agency for another look, or it can be appealed further up the chain. And the underlying issue that started all of this, the friction between the United States and Mexico over airport access and slots at Mexico City, that hasn't evaporated because of one court ruling. That's a diplomatic and regulatory dispute that has been simmering for years, and it involves capacity constraints at one of the busiest airports in the hemisphere. So the honest read is this. The joint venture survives for now. The airlines have breathing room. But the larger tug of war over aviation policy between the two countries is still live, and it could shape what happens next. Let me widen the lens, because this story is really one chapter in a much bigger trend, and that trend is worth understanding. Cross-border airline partnerships like this one are everywhere in international aviation now. On the North Atlantic, you've got large joint ventures linking United States carriers with European ones. Across the Pacific, similar arrangements link United States and Asian airlines. These deals exist because no single airline can build a truly global network on its own. There are ownership rules in almost every country that limit how much of a national airline foreigners can own. You generally can't just buy a foreign carrier and merge it into yours. So the joint venture became the workaround. It's how airlines stitch together a global map without actually merging across borders. And that means the health of these arrangements depends heavily on the relationship between governments. When the United States and another country have what's called an open skies agreement, an agreement that liberalizes the flying between them, these partnerships tend to flourish. When that relationship frays, when there are disputes over airport access or fair competition, the partnerships come under pressure. The Delta and Aeroméxico case is a textbook example of that dynamic playing out. Here's the practical takeaway for the traveler in you. When you book an international trip and you see two airline names on the itinerary, or you notice your miles crossing seamlessly from one carrier's program to another, there's a decent chance a joint venture or an immunized alliance is the machinery underneath. It's invisible when it works. You only notice it when it breaks. When a partnership dissolves and suddenly the convenient connection you relied on isn't so convenient anymore. For the general aviation pilot listening, you might be thinking, none of this touches my Skylane or my Bonanza. And directly, you're right, but indirectly, the way airline capacity gets distributed between countries shapes which airports get traffic, which routes get served, and how the whole commercial system pressures the airspace we all share. The big airlines and the little airplanes fly under the same regulatory sky, and the decisions that shape one eventually ripple to the other. Let me bring it back to where we started. A United States appeals court overturned a Department of Transportation order and allowed the Delta and Aeroméxico joint venture to continue. For the airlines, it's a win. For travelers flying between the United States and Mexico, it likely means the coordinated schedules and connections stay in place, at least for now. And for anyone watching how aviation policy actually gets made, it's a clean illustration of the push and pull between agency authority and the courts, and between two governments trying to sort out access to crowded skies and crowded airports. What should you do about it? Honestly, for most of you, nothing today. This isn't a safety bulletin. Nobody needs to change how they fly tomorrow morning, but file it away. If you fly that trans-border market, keep an eye on where this goes, because the underlying dispute between the two countries is still unresolved, and the next chapter could look different. That's the story. My thanks to the reporting from AeroTime for the details on the ruling. You can find us anytime at RadioHangar.com. This has been ATIS. I'm Tower, reminding you that in aviation, like in a courtroom, the fine print is where the real story lives. Keep the blue side up, and I'll see you next time.